Hi, my name is Elna Baker. I wrote the book, The New York Regional Mormon Singles Halloween Dance, which is a memoir. And today I'm going to be reading just a short section from that book. First off, I grew up Mormon, and I lived in New York City for 10 years as a practicing Mormon. As a Mormon, living in the city trying to date, I had very short relationships. In fact, the longest relationship I was able to sustain, because I didn't believe in having sex before marriage, was 4 weeks. And that's only because for 2 of those weeks, the guy was out of town. So I didn't date very much until at the age of 23, I fell in love for the first time with an atheist. So this is a section from the book that sort of takes place in towards the end of the relationship as we're trying to make things work in spite of our differences. We went to the new Star Wars movie the following Tuesday. I was determined to ignore everything we'd been arguing about and just go back to the beginning. We will not discuss religion. We will not discuss sex. We will only have fun, I decided. It seemed like it was working, too. I wore a cute outfit and matching heels, and for a minute I felt like the girl again. The girl on the date. Until our walk to the subway. What do you think about cloning? Matt asked. I don't think about it, I said, unless I happen to see a movie about it, but in general, it doesn't come up. But doesn't it make you question your faith? Why? They haven't figured out how to do it yet. They've cloned sheep. So? It's a sheep, it's not a human. Yes, but they're very close to successfully cloning humans, he said. That's impossible. They can clone a sheep and it can move its eyes and walk and act alive. But they will never be able to successfully clone a human being. Why not? Scientists can't create that thing that makes us alive, I said earnestly. They can't create a person's soul. I don't believe in souls. What? I stopped in the middle of the sidewalk, breaking the flow. Several annoyed pedestrians bumped into me. What? I repeated. You don't believe people have souls? No. How is that even possible? I thought everyone, regardless of religion, believed in souls. I don't, he shrugged like it was no big deal. So, what makes you you? I asked. All the things that have happened to me, he answered. But when you die, what'll leave your body? Nothing. My heart will just stop beating. Are you being serious? I said, reevaluating everything I come to believe that Matt believed. It was too much. If I tried really, really hard, I could accept the notion that there wasn't a God and that maybe, just maybe, we'd ended up on Earth by chance. I could even accept that death was it, the end. But I couldn't possibly believe that there was nothing inside of me. Yes, he answered. I put my hand on Matt's shoulders and held him in place. People were still pushing by us, glaring or grunting passively aggressively, because we were both blocking the sidewalk. But I didn't care. I held on to him until it felt like there was no one left on the street but us. I stared deeply into his eyes without speaking. I looked into the hazel. I looked past the yellow specks. And I searched until I found the him inside of him. What are you doing? He finally said. I am looking at your soul. Matt, I can see it. I know that it is there. It speaks to me. He tried not to laugh. And what does it say? Screw you, I shouted. Only the expletive version of that. If Matt looked surprised, it was nothing compared to my face. It's not a word I use that often, but when making a religious point, it was the only thing that came to mind. Screw you, I repeated, still channeling his soul. I've been living inside of you for 29 years, and you've been ignoring me the entire time. My soul sounds kind of angry, Matt laughed. Tell me about it, I sighed. I think it feels neglected. We reached the subway station and said goodnight. Matt was halfway down the steps when he stopped and looked back up at me. Just so you know, he shouted, they're very close to cloning a human being. If they clone a human being, I shouted back, a fully functional, emoting, thinking human, I will have sex with you that very day. Several people stopped what they were doing and stared at me. One woman covered her son's ears. Matt jogged back up the steps. "Deal," he said. "Deal." We shook on it. "I'm going to read Popular Science every morning now," he said, walking back down the steps. "I am too," I called after him. For my own sake, I wanted it to be possible. I wanted scientists to clone a person and announce it on the morning news. Not for genetics or scientific progress, but because if a soul was something that could be obtained in a petri dish, it would nullify my definition of God, and I could sleep with Matt guilt-free.
Elna Baker is the author of the memoir, The New York Regional Mormon Singles Halloween Dance. She lives in New York City.